Hey, good morning. Let's do a quick what you might call it, paragraph on a Barbara, Barbara, last name is Findley, Finley. So here how it goes. Barbara, Findley. And we can start with saying, Miss Findley is a, let's see, how old is she? So she's a 69-year-old woman with history of breast cancer, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, advanced glioblastoma with persistent encephalopathy and aphasia. Patient was hospitalized recently because of failure to thrive and dysphagia, likely because of advanced malignancy. Family was requesting a PEG tube. She was found to be quite debilitated with protein calorie malnutrition. PEG tube was placed, but shortly after that, she returned to the emergency room with vomiting, and she was diagnosed with intractable nausea and vomiting. Patient is nonverbal, severe muscle wasting, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is bedbound. Subsequently, patient required hydration. It was decided. And tube feeding was adjusted. Later, it was decided to place patient on hospice because she's no longer a candidate for any further treatment. As far as her two cancers are concerned, the CT scan showed evidence of cholelithiasis. The CT of the head showed no new evidence of glioblastoma compared to 5 days ago. But of course, there is definitely metastatic disease present, period. Given her current condition, she will be placed on hospice to be kept comfortable. Patient will need pain medication, anxiety medication, and as I mentioned, she definitely meets the criteria for hospice and has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.